American Language Course, Book 25, Tape 1C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 1C. Look at Figure 1. Listen to each sentence. Then match the two parts for that sentence in your book. Let's do number one as an example.
Number one. Nuclear medicine is a branch of modern medicine. Find the phrase in column B that matches with number one in column A. The answer is C, a branch of modern medicine.
Now, complete the rest of the items in the same way. You will hear each sentence only one time.
Number two. Radioactive material emits dangerous rays. Number three. Technology is the application of scientific principles to practical uses. Number four. The respiratory system is our breathing system. Number five. The surroundings are the environment. Number six. Advances in medicine mean progress in medicine. Number seven. Resources are things we use to help us, such as money and property. Number eight. An automobile plant is a factory where they make cars.
Let's check your answers.
Number one is C. Nuclear medicine is a branch of modern medicine. Number two is D. Radioactive material emits dangerous rays. Number three is A. Technology is the application of scientific principles to practical uses. Number four is B. The respiratory system is our breathing system. Number five is H. The surroundings are the environment. Number six is E. Advances in medicine mean progress in medicine. Number seven is F. Resources are things we use to help us, such as money and property. Number eight is G. An automobile plant is a factory where they manufacture cars.
Now, turn to Figure 2 and read along silently as you listen to the dialogue.
Have you ever heard of the branch of medicine called nuclear medicine?
Yes. Isn't that where physicians use radioactive materials to treat diseases?
That's what this article says. The technology of modern medicine is really amazing, isn't it?
Really. By the way, did you hear that Bill needs surgery for his respiratory problem?
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Of course, he's been a miner all his life. In those surroundings, you're going to inhale a lot of harmful dust.
Yes, and he smoked all his life, too.
Is he going to have a lung removed?
I'm afraid so. But with all our medical advances, he should be all right.
Does he have the resources to pay for an expensive operation like that?
Luckily, he has insurance. Are you going down to the plant this afternoon?
Yeah, I start work at 4:00.
Now, listen to the dialogue in Figure 2 again. But this time, you take the part of Charles. We'll begin with Mary. start now.
Have you ever heard of the branch of medicine called nuclear medicine? That's what this article says. The technology of modern medicine is really amazing, isn't it? I'm sorry to hear that. Of course, he's been a miner all his life. In those surroundings, you're going to inhale a lot of harmful dust. Is he going to have a lung removed? Does he have the resources to pay for an expensive operation like that? Yeah, I start work at 4 o'clock.
Please turn to Figure 3. You will hear situations that deal with alternative courses of action. An alternative course of action is a different way of doing something. Listen to the situation and choose the statement which gives an alternative course of action. Let's do number one as an example. Number one.
Uh-oh. The river is flooded and the bridge is closed. How can we get to town?
You should have circled letter B. The situation is that the bridge is closed. The question is, how can we get to town? The alternative course of action is, instead of the bridge, we can take Highway 66. Let's continue with the rest of the situations. Number two. I need to tighten this screw, but I don't have a screwdriver. Number three.
My husband doesn't like Italian food. Where else could we go?
Number four.
This hotel is full. They won't have any rooms available until tomorrow. Number five.
Oh, no. I left my wallet in my car. Now, check your answers for Figure 3. Then, repeat the correct answer, the alternative course of action. We've already done number 1, and the answer is B. Listen.
Uh-oh, the river has flooded and the bridge is closed. How can we get to town?
Instead of the bridge, we can take Highway 66. Repeat. Instead of the bridge, we can take Highway 66. Number two, the answer is C. Listen. I need to tighten this screw, but I don't have a screwdriver.
Have you ever thought of using a dime to tighten it? Repeat. Have you ever thought of using a dime to tighten it?
Number three, the answer is A. Listen.
My husband doesn't like Italian food. Where else could we go?
We can always go to a Chinese restaurant. Repeat. We can always go to a Chinese restaurant. Number four, the answer is C. Listen.
This hotel is full. They won't have any rooms available until tomorrow.
Let's go to the other hotel down the street. Repeat. Let's go to the other hotel down the street.
Number five, the answer is B. Listen.
Oh, no. I left my wallet in my car.
Don't go back to the car. I'll lend you some money. Repeat. Don't go back to the car. I'll lend you some money.
Turn to Figure 4. Listen to the first part of a sentence, then choose an appropriate adverb clause of place to end it. Write the letter of the correct ending next to the number of the sentence.
Number 1. That bank was built. Number 2. We enjoyed the drive. There were flowers. Number 3. He wrote the message. Number 4. They saw interesting things. Number 5. I'll follow you. Number 6. Potatoes grow.
Check your answers in Figure 4 and then repeat the correct ending to each sentence.
Number 1. That bank was built where our old house used to be. The answer is C. Repeat. Where our old house used to be. Number 2. We enjoyed the drive. There were flowers wherever we looked. The answer is A. Repeat. Wherever we looked. Number 3. He wrote the message somewhere on a small piece of paper. The answer is D. Repeat. Somewhere on a small piece of paper. Number 4. They saw interesting things wherever they traveled. The answer is B. Repeat. Wherever they traveled. Number 5. I'll follow you anywhere you go. The answer is E. Repeat. Anywhere you go. Number 6. Potatoes grow where the soil is fertile. The answer is F. Repeat. Where the soil is fertile.
Now, look at Figure 5. This exercise deals with the prefixes pro and anti. When you are in favor of something, you are pro. When you are against something, you are anti. Listen to a statement, and then select the proper word that describes the person in the statement.
Number 1. Mr. James believes we should increase military spending. Number 2. This weapon is used against tanks. Number 3. Most people support education. Number 4. Many people don't like the development of nuclear weapons.
Now, let's check your answers for Figure 5.
Number 1. The answer is A, pro-military. Mr. James believes we should increase military spending. Number two, the answer is B, anti-tank. This weapon is used against tanks. Number three, the answer is A, pro-education. Most people support education. Number four, the answer is B, anti-nuclear. Many people don't like the development of nuclear weapons.
Look at figure six. Listen to each sentence, and then complete the sentence by writing either or neither nor in the blank.
Number one. You can have either carrots or potatoes. Number two. Neither my daughter nor my son knows how to drive. Number three. You have a choice of either hot tea or coffee to drink. Number four. You may either go or stay. I don't care. Number five. The weather was so bad that neither cars nor buses could travel on the highway. Number six. You can take either the seat by the window or the one by the aisle. Number seven. She considers him neither kind nor helpful. Number eight. Neither your raincoat nor your jacket will be warm enough.
Now, listen to some questions. Then answer the questions you hear with the sentences in Figure 6. Number 1.
What's my choice of vegetables?
Repeat. You can have either carrots or potatoes. Number 2.
Which of your children knows how to drive?
Repeat. Neither my daughter nor my son knows how to drive. Number three.
What can I have to drink?
Repeat. You have a choice of either hot tea or coffee to drink. Number four.
Tell me again what I can do.
Repeat. You may either go or stay. I don't care. Number five.
How bad was the weather?
Repeat. The weather was so bad that neither cars nor buses could travel on the highway. Number six.
Where can I sit?
Repeat. You can take either the seat by the window or the one by the aisle. Number seven.
What does she think of him?
Repeat. She considers him neither kind nor helpful. Number 8.
Will my raincoat or jacket be warm enough?
Repeat. Neither your raincoat nor your jacket will be warm enough. Look at figure 7. This figure deals with yes, no, or questions. All of these questions will have two parts. The first part of the question begins at level 2, our normal level for speaking, and then has rising intonation to level 3. The second part of the question that begins with or also starts at level 2, rises to level 3, and then falls to level 1 like a statement. This falling intonation at the end of the second part of the sentence gives a special meaning to this kind of or question. This means that you have a choice between two items. The answer to the question will be a statement with the usual falling intonation pattern. Look at the questions and answers in Figure 7. The intonation patterns have been marked for you. Listen and repeat the questions and answers.
1. Are you going to the game now or later?
I'm leaving at about 5.
2. Would you like coffee or tea?
I'd like coffee.
3. Is this car yours or your friend's?
It's my friend's.
4. Do you run in the morning or in the evening?
I usually run in the morning.
5. Was the meeting optional or mandatory?
The meeting was mandatory.
6. Did you go to Florida or Texas?
We went to Florida.
7. Do you speak English or French?
I speak both quite well.
8. Is Dan studying math or science?
He's studying science. 1C, Book 25.